Yes, please.
As a we take out travel insurance when we travel abroad, which is very similar to taking out life insurance. Car insurance, we have to take out a certain amount to protect others.
Right.
But what is the Islamic feeling with regard to life insurance?
Insurance as a whole should be dealt with, first of all, from the point of view of the elements which are wrong, which are false, which are, I mean, forbidden. And then we have to study the question whether those clearly forbidden elements are found in such a context as insurance or not. Mm-hmm. From that point of view, there are two major elements which make a contract in Islam as unlawful. They are, first of all, usury or interest, and secondly, it's gambling. Both gambling and interest are forbidden.
Yes.
So, in whichever contract they are found singly or doubly, that contract will become wrong accordingly. So, when once the same question was addressed to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, he inquired about the conditions. And when the conditions were presented, both the elements of interest as well as gambling were present. Mm. Gambling in the sense that if you pay a certain contribution towards an insurance contract, and if you die before the time that the contract matures, then all is then you get more than what you pay.
Yes.
It's one end of the gambling. The other end is that you lose all if you reach the mature age.
Yes.
Now, that is pure and simple gambling.
Yes.
So,
yes. In whichever context such gambling is present, that would be forbidden.
I see.
Now, in case of the car insurance, for instance, there are two things. Number one, as far as the third party goes, it is essential, made by law, so you can't do anything about
yes.
it. And as far as the comprehensive insurance is concerned, this is almost practically essential because, and it does not, I think, does not have that element of gambling, because whatever you pay towards the coverage, but you do not get anything extra. Let me see now. In the case of accident, you do. But when it matures, then you don't get anything, correct?
No, at the end of the policy.
At the end of the policy.
Yes.
That's
the end of the year,
now, I think this area lies in a bit shady area.
Mm.
Because, on the one hand, we gain from this contract in case of accidents, that which we have not paid, that would make it very similar to gambling. On the other hand, when you investigate, and that is the point which I think is still a bit shady and needs further investigation, when you pay collectively towards such an insurance, what is done by your to your money? If that money is employed on behalf of this collective interest, and through the employment you gain enough profit to meet the accidental losses, then there appears an element of search, then the answer cannot be that precise and clear-cut. Because that is like a joint venture of collective benefit. It's not like a lottery at all. It's a real regular need of the society in which you participate daily, and the demand of the style of life is such that you cannot afford sometimes even to pay the installments if you meet an accident,
yeah,
you know?
Yes, yes.
So these are complicating factors.
Yes. I was wondering about the provision for your family, that they're not left destitute there, in the event of your death.
I'm hesitant, of
what you would have earned.
I'm hesitant. Here, in this case, like you said, you know, it's the case of the car accident and insurance seems to be similar to that of life. I think the similarity is not that clear.
Mm.
It's not exactly alike.
No.
Because as I have told you, in the car insurance, it is not some extra money you want to have for yourself or for your family. It is this a sense of urgency to save yourself from a predicament or something that may befall you.
Yes, yes.
In case of life insurance, that element is totally lacking.
Mm.
Because life is a natural process.
Yes.
One may meet one's death through accident, but still life and death are major things. Mm. You can't avoid.
No.
And in that case, if somebody ordinarily dies, he would leave whatever is available to him. So this is the law of nature which continues from times immemorial.
Yes.
But in case of this insurance, there is certainly an element of lottery and gambling, which plays its role, but the pressure, on the other hand, is not as much. It's not an extraordinary pressure of accident to a car, like I've told you.
Yes, yeah.
There are also other factors involved, like somebody is maimed for life. Other things happen. And in a rich society like the West, the expenses for treatment and expenses for maintaining such people who are maimed or disabled for life are very high.
Mm-hmm.
And the risks involved are accidental risks, not natural risks.
Yes.
So that is why I'm a bit soft in that direction. But as far as the life insurance goes, I don't think there is any justification. I have never done that. But some people who write to the center asking for permission for life insurance under this plea or that, Jamaat has appointed a board of ulama who go into the merit of cases, such cases. And the guiding principle which they have before them is just this twofold investigation, whether there is an element of gambling involved and an element of interest on the other hand.
Yes.
Interest, for instance, gets involved and it can also be avoided. There are some policies in which you pay more than the normal to just, you know, raise the policy to a higher level than ordinary, so that you are made a shareholder in the interest.
Mm. Yes.
You see?
Yes.
Now, that is obviously wrong.
Yes.
And there is no justification whatsoever.
Mm. Mm.
But there are policies in which this element, you can avoid it. So there the factor of interest goes. But then we investigated once further and deeper into the issue by inquiring about the such companies as have, right from the start, not present day companies, right from the start, such companies as evolved along certain lines. We discovered that in the beginning, both these elements were present. The conditions of policy would require you to pay such sum as would also make you a shareholder in the interest they earn, and also either you lost everything or gained more than that.
Yes.
Then it was, Harwich or some British company which first made history by making a cooperative and declaring it that the capital belongs to us. All the shareholders and we are partners. As such, whatever we gain, we spend. Whatever we do not gain, we lose, we also share. So that was one step in the right direction, the direction of Islam.
Yes.
And then there came the tendency, grew the tendency among the insurance companies not to invest their capital by depositing their capital into banks and depending entirely on interest they earn on that. Rather, they would avoid it.
Yeah.
They began to move away from interest and started investing their capital in real estates and other such businesses. So that removed them further away from what was wrong in the direction of the right.
Yes.
So ultimately we discovered that in this contemporary age, the companies which deposit their sum in some banks are only compelled by the law, by certain provisions of the law, which makes it essential for them to deposit a certain sum, a proportion of their capital in state banks and some other approved banks. Mm. This is for the safeguard, as the governments believe, of the general public. But whatever is left over, the companies cannot afford to deposit in the banks for the sake of a meager interest which they earn.
Yes.
They earn much more by investing the capital into some well worked out projects which they know may render them a profit of say 20% or even more. So that compulsion is a compulsion.
Mm.
So as a whole, the whole system is moving away from what is forbidden to what is not forbidden. That's a good sign. But still, about the life, I'm not sure. I'm not happy at all about that.
Mm. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.